2020学年第一学期期末考试初三英语听力部分
Listening Comprehension Part 1 A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.If you don't understand the meaning of a word, look it up in a dictionary.
If you don't understand the meaning of a word, look it up in a dictionary.
2. The kids had a lot of fun singing and dancing in the park.
The kids had a lot of fun singing and dancing in the park.
3.Until he graduated, Jack visited his grandparents every weekend.
Until he graduated, Jack visited his grandparents every weekend.
4. There was a heavy snowstorm last night, wasn't there?
There was a heavy snowstorm last night, wasn't there?
5.Congratulations on your winning the first prize in the English contest.
Congratulations on your winning the first prize in the English contest.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Do you like bananas, Mike?
Yes, but not much. Oranges are my favorite fruit. What about you, Alice?
I like pears best.
Question. What fruit does Mike like best?
请再听一遍。
Do you like bananas, Mike?
Yes, but not much. Oranges are my favorite fruit. What about you, Alice?
I like pears best.
Question. What fruit does Mike like best? 7. Wow! What lovely birthday presents you've got, Susan.
Yeah, Aunt Lucy bought me this skirt. Jess sent me this beautiful hat, and a notebook was from Wendy.
Question. Whom did Susan get the hat from?
请再听一遍。
Wow! What lovely birthday presents you've got, Susan.
Yeah, Aunt Lucy bought me this skirt. Jess sent me this beautiful hat, and a notebook was from Wendy.
Question. Whom did Susan get the hat from?
8. This is the third time you haven't done your homework this week, Robert.You'll have to do better than that, or you'll fail the final exam.
Okay, Miss White. It won't happen again. I promise you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
This is the third time you haven't done your homework this week, Robert. You'll have to do better than that, or you'll fail the final exam.
Okay, Miss White. It won't happen again. I promise you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 9. When do you think I can go home, Dr. Smith?
Well, you came in last Tuesday, and today is Friday. I'd say you could leave next Monday.But I don't want you to go back to work for several weeks.
Question. Where does this dialogue most likely take place?
请再听一遍。
When do you think I can go home, Dr. Smith?
Well, you came in last Tuesday, and today is Friday. I'd say you could leave next Monday, but I don't want you to go back to work for several weeks.
Question.Where does this dialogue most likely take place? 10. You're going to New York tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes. I thought I'd fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question. How will the man get to New York?
请再听一遍。
You're going to New York tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes. I thought I'd fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question. How will the man get to New York?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Nancy has lots of friends. Among these friends, there is a special one. Her name is Aki. Aki comes from Tokyo, Japan. Nancy met her at an international English summer camp in Beijing this summer holiday. Nancy and Aki shared a room. They became good friends after they found that they were both interested in playing table tennis. Aki is 1 year older than Nancy, and she is very nice and helpful. During the 2 week summer camp, they talked a lot about their lives. Aki told Nancy that her name meant autumn in Japanese. She said that the autumn scenery in her hometown was very beautiful. Maple leaves turn red in autumn. They make the temples and lakes more attractive. When the summer camp ended, they felt a bit sad, but they have been keeping in touch through email. Aki invited Nancy to visit Japan and watch the Olympic Games the next summer holiday. They planned to watch the table tennis games together.
Nancy has lots of friends. Among these friends, there is a special one. Her name is Aki. Aki comes from Tokyo, Japan. Nancy met her at an international English summer camp in Beijing this summer holiday. Nancy and Aki shared a room. They became good friends after they found that they were both interested in playing table tennis. Aki is 1 year older than Nancy, and she is very nice and helpful. During the 2 week summer camp, they talked a lot about their lives. Aki told Nancy that her name meant autumn in Japanese. She said that the autumn scenery in her hometown was very beautiful. Maple leaves turn red in autumn. They make the temples and lakes more attractive. When the summer camp ended, they felt a bit sad, but they have been keeping in touch through email. Aki invited Nancy to visit Japan and watch the Olympic Games the next summer holiday. They plan to watch the table tennis games together.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
When our son Ben was 10, the new bicycle he had just received as a birthday gift was stolen. Owning a bike was a big deal to our children when they were young. Ben couldn't believe that someone would steal his bicycle. He got a large piece of paper, painted a sign begging for the bicycle to be returned, and tied the sign to the letterbox. The following morning, when I went out to collect the mail, I found a white envelope with the magical words, "Buy yourself a new bike." There was a $100 banknote inside the envelope. We were very moved. Ben painted a big thank you on the sign, and we left it outside our house for 2 weeks. All these years have passed, and we are still thankful to that kind stranger who made Ben's wish come true. We still talk about it, and even now, wonder who he or she was.
When our son Ben was 10, the new bicycle he had just received as a birthday gift was stolen. Owning a bike was a big deal to our children when they were young. Ben couldn't believe that someone would steal his bicycle. He got a large piece of paper, painted a sign begging for the bicycle to be returned, and tied the sign to the letterbox. The following morning, when I went out to collect the mail, I found a white envelope with the magical words, "Buy yourself a new bike." There was a $100 banknote inside the envelope. We were very moved. Ben painted a big thank you on the sign, and we left it outside our house for 2 weeks. All these years have passed. We are still thankful to that kind stranger who made Ben's wish come true. We still talk about it, and even now wonder who he or she was.
听力到此结束。